Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, this is Great Inferno. Welcome to my show. It's 7 o'clock on Monday the 16th, and today we are going to be discussing a proper nutrition and the fundamental and the best way to get healthy, and just the basic type of nutrition that you can implement, that you can, you know, pretty much like put on your everyday life or lifestyle. Now, on the other side, I do have my special guest, Sam Ringer. Are you there?
I sure am, Fernando.
Yes,
hey,
you
good
are.
Evening.
Have a good evening, Sam. Is it 7 o'clock over there in Milwaukee?
Oh, yeah, sure, of course.
What am I talking about? We're in the same state.
Same time as by you.
Oh, my goodness. I kind of lost track in there. So, I know that we've known each other for quite a while now.
Yes, even though we,
when was the last time we talked, man?
Other than earlier today, probably, I don't know, a year ago.
Yeah, a couple of years, that's right. But I'm really glad you come on board and talk about this, you know, this kind of a health stuff, and I want to get this thing and kind of educate my listeners. And,
sure.
So can we, you know, can you tell us more about yourself and what you do and the trade?
Yeah, Fernando, no problem at all. I'm retired now. When I was working, I was a health and wellness consultant and a nutraceutical consultant. Okay. Fancy words, simply meaning that I worked with about 1,200 chiropractors and doctors in the state of Wisconsin to help them get their patients off of or at least reduce the number of prescription drugs that they use by using natural medicines.
Hmm. Interesting. Now, I know, how long have you been in Wisconsin? Are you born and raised here?
No, I was actually born and raised in New York, but then I moved to Wisconsin in 1970.
1970. Oh, that's before I was born, actually. That's nice of that. Yeah, anyway, let's get into the meat here and the things I want to ask. And also, listeners out there, if you guys want to call in, number is 347-884-8124. Excuse me, that's 8125. I get all those two mixed up. Now, here we go. All right. Proper nutrition. I know there's a lot of wannabe gurus out there. You know, you read on the news, you go on the internet and says, you know, do this and do that.
Uh-huh.
I know there's only one proper nutrition. There's only way you can do that. Could you elaborate on that? Can you explain that a little bit?
Well, yeah, I mean, to try to describe proper nutrition is, you know, I could spend hours on it trying to explain it, but I guess proper nutrition, you'd have to round out everything.
Okay.
It's not just, you know, the proper diet. It's not just the food you eat, but you have to exercise.
Right.
I'm a firm believer that you have to be spiritually sound also. And you have to live a more stress-free life. Now, that last one, living a stress-free life, is extremely, extremely difficult, yet stress causes most of our disease.
That makes sense. Yeah.
So it's not just, I mean, people think, well, I eat well, and so I'm nutritionally sound.
Mm-hmm.
Not true. Not true. Just because you're eating well, if you don't have a rounded-out life, you know, with more than proper diet, exercise, and eliminating the stress and becoming spiritually sound, you're really missing the cornerstone of health.
Okay. That makes sense. Let's get another caller number two on the line here. Go ahead.
Hello.
Hello.
My name is Dawn, and I just was kind of wanted to listen in. I don't know if I asked somebody to call in later on, but do you know the link between poor nutrition and autism, the autism spectrum, and do you know what autism spectrum is?
I do, and it usually affects younger children. Actually, there have been so many studies on autism. The recent study shows that there is a nutritional imbalance in an autistic child. Now, does that mean that we can cure autism? No.
Okay.
But can we get the autistic child to a more healthier plateau where they can learn better? Absolutely.
Okay. All right. And then,
Absolutely. Actually, there's a company out that just came out with a product specifically designed for children with autism.
Oh, yeah? What's that name?
The company's name or the name of the product?
The name of the product.
I knew you would ask me that, and I should be better prepared. But it's like a multiple vitamin and mineral. It's beyond that, though. It's a supplement specifically for autistic children.
Is that the through
and,
the company?
And it is isotonic, which means that the child can absorb it extremely, extremely quickly.
Go ahead.
I'm sorry. Go right ahead.
Can they type that into Google or are you talking about like vitamin spectrum?
Actually, it's a spectrum for autistic children, and if you Google in Market America, and then Google in autism, you should Market America website, if you put in autism, you should be able to come up with it.
Okay, and then do you know the link between depression and poor nutrition?
First off, depression. I mean, depression in itself, many, and I mean extremely many depressed people have a nutritional fault. Actually, they tend to eat more. People with depression tend to have an eating disorder to go along with it. And so one of the first things I always tell a depressed person is to increase their consumption of fiber-rich plant foods like fruits, vegetables, grains, legumes, raw nuts and seeds.
Okay.
And then there are certain things that they have to avoid, too. They have to avoid the stimulants like caffeine, nicotine, alcohol is definitely something. And then I always have them check and see if there's any allergies involved. I mean, depression can also be brought on by food allergens.
Oh.
And it makes the person lethargic, and then they become depressed. And there's a variety of things. The number one thing that a person should do is get on a high potency multiple vitamin and mineral.
Okay.
They should add omega-3 essential fatty acids to their diet. If they're over the age of 50, I'd even look at ginkgo biloba. It's a wonderful extract. And then St. John's wort to help with the anxiety is also or kava. St. John's wort to help with sleeping and kava to help with the anxiety.
Is like all omega-3s, like if you go to Walmart or you go to like marketamerica.com or if you go to like Melaleuca, I don't know if Melaleuca has it or not, but are they like, or if you go like look for the gummy omega-3 thing, equal?
That's a great question, because the processing here, I mean, anybody can manufacture fish oils. But stop and think, Grant. I mean, that's where the omega-3s come from. They come from cold water fish, things like sardines, things that the kind of fish that we don't eat naturally here in Wisconsin or the Midwest. The East and West Coast gets lots of them.
Okay.
But if you stop and think a little bit, what are we being told if you ever go fishing? DNR will say don't eat the fish. Why? Because it may be high in mercury and it may be high in a variety of other things that we shouldn't ingest in our bodies.
Mm-hmm.
Those same oils are used by manufacturers in their fish oil product. So the number one thing to look for is, first off, is it cold processed, so the omegas aren't destroyed in the manufacturing of it?
Okay.
And is it free of all toxins? Is it free of things that will hurt us?
Mm.
And you mentioned the Market America one. I happen to know that one is free of all of those, and they are cold processed omega.
Okay.
Yeah.
And so, excellent question. Very good question.
Okay. And speaking of the mercury, I've heard several people recently telling me that there's a link between immunizations and there's a mercury in some of the immunizations, and they have found, like, actually that autism is higher nowadays with all the immunizations, that several of the immunizations for kids, that they have the mercury in there. Have you ever heard anything like that before?
You know, I have to tell you, I'm not that extremely well versed in it, but I can tell you that autistic children, one of the things that the researchers I've looked at have shown, that the higher concentrates of not only mercury but lead and a variety of other things, metals and minerals, in an autistic child versus a child without autism. So but when I look at some of the research, especially some done by I believe it was Dr. Michael Murray, he said that those are the first things to do for an autistic child is to try to remove as many toxins out of them as possible, and again look for allergens, because allergens are definitely very toxic.
So how would you suggest to remove those toxins from an autistic child?
Well, the first place we have to do is find a good liver cleanse, and that's kind of difficult depending on the age of the child.
Okay.
You know, if we're talking about an infant, 6 months or under, it's going to be very, very difficult to find a liver cleaner that works for a young child.
Okay.
But it can be done with diet, and I'd suggest that, if you're really that interested in it, that you do some Googling and how to remove toxins, especially heavy metals like mercury and lead from a child.
Okay. All right. Those are my questions, but I want to listen in case I have any more questions.
Oh, thank you.
Oh, that's a child, Tiny. There was a kid in the background trying to kind of ask you some questions, Sam. Now, does that answer all your questions, caller? Don?
Well, most of my questions.
Most of your questions.
I might get more later. Do you want me to hang up so other people can call?
No, go ahead. You can stay online if you need to.
Okay.
I just want to... elaborate more on the, nutrition of improper or inadequate nutrition of kids and adults alike. I know that I run into, people that, there's one occasion that the lady that, she passes out, and actually she went to the doctor and everything like that and came up and saying that she's actually low or anemic or anything like that,
Uh-huh.
I mean, those to me, right, exactly. Those are the signs of inadequate nutrition, not getting proper, nutrition. Now, if there's anything else that we should have to look out for, the signs
of. Well, the biggest
sign,
when you pass out, you've got a problem, right? I mean, it doesn't take a genius to say I need to see a doctor at this point in time.
Right.
But there are subtle things that happen in our life for us to know that we're not nutritionally sound. And the biggest, the thing, lethargy. Yeah, I'm tired all the time. I can't get motivated. I can't get things going. I'm always tired. You know, that is such a, you know, that's a neon light blinking on and off in front of you that says, I am not nutritionally sound.
That's right. Yeah, I said that also. That, what about the kids? What about kids? Are they, you know, like my kids, man, they...
Well, kids are kind of the same way, except you know, we tend to take our children and go, well, we know they should be nutritionally sound. Well, so we go to the store and we get them one of those chewables, and then the kids go, oh boy, great! It's a gummy bear, or it's the Flintstones, or you know, they're shaped like candy, and you know, that's because they are.
Exactly.
You know, there are things. There's so much sugar involved
the
in there.
Of sugar,
whether it be in fructose or corn, high fructose corn syrup, or you know whatever they're using in it, that the parents tend to think, well, Johnny or Mary is nutritionally sound. Look at, they're bouncing all over the place and they're active and they're not lethargic. No, they've got a sugar buzz going that won't quit.
Yeah.
So, you know, and then when we look at the diet, when we look at the diet of children from 1 to, say, 10 or 12, you know, they're eating more of the fast food. They become fast food junkies. They become fat. And they tend to live on those fast foods, which are absolutely no good for them at all. I mean, you take a simple cheeseburger from one of the fast food places, and you're looking at, you know, you combine it with some French fries and a Diet Coke, and you've got just about your daily intake of calories for the day.
Yeah.
And that's
that
for the day, and this is just one meal. So you know, although the fast food places are trying to tell us that, you know, we have more healthier food. They don't. You know, they don't have any healthier food at all. The salads they sell, you know, the lettuce was chopped up a week ago in some factory and shipped to them in bags. That's not healthy food. It was washed in chemicals. That's not good for you.
No, it's good.
And
no, that goes to my questions. What do you think parents should do to ensure the kids are getting the proper or the nutrition they need?
I guess that you'd start with what you're feeding them. You know, are you feeding Johnny a five dollar bill and letting him go and get his own, or are you feeding Johnny at home with 70% of live foods? Live foods are the foods we find in the produce section. Live foods are the foods that we find that are, they're not processed foods. They don't come in a bag, a bottle, a box, or a can. They are live foods, poultry and fish that is fresh and not frozen or processed. Produce that is, you know, from the farmer to the market to us. You know, we tend to do our shopping and we you know, the carts today are the sizes of small semi-trucks. Why? Because we don't want to shop daily. We want to shop once a month or once a week, or we don't have enough time. So what do? We load up with a lot of processed foods, things that are canned and packaged to give them shelf life. Well, that processing destroys the vital nutrients that our bodies need. They're dead foods. Live foods are the ones that you find in the produce section, and the fresh meats and fresh poultry and fresh fish. Those are live foods. We become a nation eating dead foods. So you eat dead foods, they just gunk up our digestive system. 70% of your immune system is in your digestive tract, so it's gunked up, so your immune system goes down the tubes, and guess what happens next? You're subject to all sorts of diseases and disorders, and little Johnny's sick all the time. Well, yeah, what are you feeding him?
Yeah, makes sense.
You know, does that make sense?
That makes sense. Now, do you have any questions?
And then the next thing we do is, especially in our children, we give them sugar. You know, sugar is not good for them. You know, not only does it make them inattentive and bounce off the ceiling, but you know, nutritionally, it's not a good thing to have. As adults, we shouldn't take it. Sugar feeds cancer. You want to keep cancer out of your body and be preventive on it, don't eat sugar.
That's good to know.
That makes sense.
I have a, like, our kids take the vitamins, and they, like, they seem like they have energy, but they're more pay attention more than, like.
Well, they should, yeah.
You
and the vitamins are a great, great nutritional supplement for a child because it will give them the energy. It's natural. There are no sugars involved in it. And then they become attentive. That kind of energy you want, you know, where a child's going, teach me, tell me something. Not when they're bouncing from, you know, they're on A and then they go to M to Z and they're all over the place. They have no control of what's going on. They're just, their minds wander.
I know. I've noticed that, like, in our daughter, if I give her, like, a pop, like, we try not to give them pop often, but, like, a couple nights ago, we gave her pop, and she was like bouncing off the wall, not wanting to listen. And I'm like, "This is not good," you know.
And we know they're children, so you know you can't keep it from them 100%. But you know there are times when you know we have to, as parents, just we put our foot down, and say no, you know we keep as much of the sugars as possible out. You know, when my children were growing up, I loved it because they actually enjoyed fruits and vegetables and fresh fruits. They'd rather have an apple, a pear, an orange, or a banana than a candy bar.
Exactly. That's like our kids, too. They'd rather have that in, like, yogurt. And also, like, I have a question. Like, I have a friend who what would your advice? Because she wants to get her son on the vitamins also, because I was telling her about the probiotics. It has fruits and vegetables, and it's isotonic. It's healthier. And she was saying that it's not in her budget this month, but it will be next month. And she was saying, well, maybe she'll just go to the store and get him some Flintstones for this month. Would you suggest her not getting him the Flintstones at all?
Here's what's going to happen. She's going to go to the store and find out the Flintstones cost the same as the vitamins. What's the point? I'd rather you not give the child anything.
Okay.
Than give them Flintstones or any of the other chewables that are on the market.
Yeah, because she was saying that the Flintstones are
good. And I'd have to ask the mother, in all honesty, okay, you know, you can't afford it. Can you afford your child to be sick?
Right.
Do you want your child to grow up mentally sound and healthy?
Exactly.
Well, okay. Vitamins are, I don't know that. I don't know the price of them, but I think they're around $10 for a month's supply.
Yeah.
You know, that's, we're looking at 30-some cents a day to keep a child healthy. And I do realize economically why some people are going through some tough economics right now, but you know, how bad is it? How bad do you want your child to be healthy?
Exactly.
And how much for, like, a Happy Meal? I mean, Happy Meal is, like, what? That's, like, $5 or, you know, that's two Happy Meals right there.
Oh, you know, think about it. You know, here's $5, go get a Happy Meal, or here's $10, and I'll keep you healthy for another month.
Exactly. So, okay, I wanted to know, because, the woman, she just recently started taking the OPC3 for her depression, and she said she didn't like her antidepressant. Her doctor told her it doesn't matter if she takes it or not. So she quit that and started taking the OPC3, and she said that she's experienced, like, a lot of benefits. Like, she's able to think clearer, and her back doesn't hurt as much, and her moods are, she's going through menopause, and her moods are stabilizing, and there's other things that she said it's helping her with, too, and I'm just like, you know, that's...
Well, you know, it doesn't... When you're not feeling well, you know, it's real easy to become depressed. I don't know of anybody who has, you know, who has any sort of disease or disorder who goes, boy, oh, boy, this is great, you know?
Yeah.
You know, we tend to get depressed when we...
It's a good day.
You know, if you'd like to take care of most of the mental problems there are in the United States, get the person's body healthy.
Yeah.
You know, a healthy body makes a much happier person. You know, I just can't imagine a person going around going, oh, man, I've got all these aches and pains, and I don't feel good. Woo, what a great day I'm having.
Now, the question I have here, you know, we all have, you know, we all run into people and says, you know, I don't need that. You know, I eat like 2 7 salads or whatnot, 3 gallons of milk I drink. And the question is supplementation is really necessary for optimal health?
Absolutely.
Okay.
Absolutely. There is no way, unless they are eating 100% organically. You know, here's if a person wants to take care of their health by food only,
mm-hmm.
they would have to eat 100% organically, and that's
mm-hmm.
not only their produce, their fruits and vegetables, but they would have to buy free-range chickens, organically grown beef, and things like that. Nothing, mm-hmm. nothing that is processed. It would all have to be 100% live foods. And then they would have to eat 5 to 7 portions of vegetables a day, 5 to 7 portions of fruits a day, and 3 to 4 portions of a protein, you know, the meat, poultry, fish, and things like that per day. That just is so much food that it's almost impossible. You know, a person would have to be eating all day long.
Yeah.
To maintain that, and even that will not assure that the person is going to reach nutritional benefit heights, that they will ward off diseases. See, the problem here is there's no, you can't pinpoint and say, well, I did this and my result was this.
Hmm.
Okay, I'm eating well, I'm taking proper supplements, and I'm not getting sick. So does that mean I'm doing the right thing? Well, yeah, but that doesn't mean that you won't get sick. What it does mean is your chances are 100% better of not getting sick than the person who's not eating right and who is not taking supplementation.
Exactly.
Then
yep.
combine that with other outside factors like a person who smokes. They're going to get everything. Their immune system is so depressed that they have to take vitamins and minerals. They must load on vitamin C. Smoking destroys all the vitamin C in the body.
Yep.
So, you know, and then other outside factors, you know, exhaust emissions. You know, do you work in a factory where you're breathing in fumes and, you know, it's so many things that introduce bad things into our body that cause bad things for it to happen.
That makes sense. Thanks for that, Sam. Now, I want to touch up on, I know that, you know, this Alex Rodriguez and A-Rod and all that, Mark Rye, you know, they're all over the news and, you know, claiming, you know, Barry Bonds claiming, oh, I'm just taking a, you know, B12 shots and doing this fish oil, whatnot. And, you know, it turned out to be, you know, they're taking illegal substances. Can you elaborate on the difference between illegal substances and just, you know, a good supplements when it comes to sports?
Well, if it's a steroid, you shouldn't be taking it. And if it's, well, I mean, you know, it's plain and simple. If it's listed as illegal, I mean, the word tells you there. It's illegal.
Yep.
That means you shouldn't be taking it. You know,
yep.
Would your doctor recommend it? Would a doctor of good conscience recommend that you take a steroid? Absolutely not. Would a doctor of good conscience recommend that you take a vitamin and mineral? Well, of course.
Of course, that's right.
Of course, you know, and especially a natural one. So, you know, that what we put in our body should be the natural things that God put here on earth for us.
Exactly.
And, I read the Bible regularly. I don't see anything in there where God said, oh, yeah, and take a sip of that steroid there. You know,
right.
It wasn't in the Garden of Eden. If it wasn't in there, we don't need it.
Right.
Yeah. Get a needle and inject that in yourself, yeah.
But for people who are energetic and work out, there's a variety of products that can be used. and should be used, things that build up the muscles prior to exercise, things that help build them up after exercise. There are some bad things on the market too that are being put out there. Things that shouldn't. You know, it's the buyer beware. You know,
right.
If you're looking for something like, if you wanted, I just I'm getting ready to work out. What do I want to put in my body? Well, I want to put in ACEs. I want to put in vitamins A, C, and E. I want to put in selenium. I want to put in all the B vitamins. I want to put in calcium. I want to put in iron, magnesium, zinc, sodium, potassium. Okay?
Yep.
And those are the things that I want. They're going to start building up that, they're going to get the muscles ready for the workout. Then I also want to put things in like creatine monohydrate. I want to put in L-carnitine.
Right.
Glucuronolactone to give me the energy that I'm going to need. A good green tea extract. Boron, which is an amino acid, chelate. Those are the things that I want to put in my body prior to exercising.
Okay.
Now, after exercising, I want to rehydrate my body. I want to put things back into my body that are going to replenish all of the stuff that I took out of it. Rehydrating is important. Putting proper nutrition back in afterwards is important. And I tell the kids today, these runners and joggers and, you know, they're bicyclists, the kids today that are constantly using their joints and they're pounding, and the kids go, oh, I don't feel a thing. No, you don't feel it today, but all of those things that you do today are going to have an effect on you 30 years from now when you get to be 40, 50, and 60.
Right.
So now's the time nutritionally to take care of them. If you're a jogger, you should be looking at something that's going to replenish the cartilage in your joints because you're wearing it down. If you're a runner, a football player, basketball player, you need to look at things that are going to be joint repairs now, not 40 years from now when you go, oh, my knees, I got to need a knee replacement, my joints hurt all the time.
Mm-hmm.
Wouldn't do that if you'd have replenished it while you were beating it up when you were younger.
Exactly. Now we have another caller over here. I think that's 1730. If you want to join in with us, we're talking about nutrition and how to reach an optimal health through proper nutrition. Go ahead.
Hey, what's going on? It's G-Unit, dude.
G-Unit. Okay. Hey, welcome aboard, man. We have a nutritionist on the other line, Sam Ringer. If you have any questions about, you know, nutrition or anything like that, you know, feel free to ask him. What I'm going to do right now is just, you know, take a little break, maybe 5 seconds, and we're going to go, we're going to jump in on a segment for today. Actually, well, this is a segment for today. What I'm saying, I just want to go ahead and read some news, okay, Sam? Is that okay?
Sure, fine with me.
All right, hold on just a second here. And it looks like Don, are you still there?
Yeah, I'm still here.
Okay. Hang on a minute. Hang on a moment. All right, we're back. This is Grand Inferno again. Welcome to my show. As you can see, I'm the amateur one, man. I couldn't find that button. I was like, where's the button? Welcome back to all my guests here. We have Don. We have Sam Ringer, a nutritionist from Wisconsin, and also G-Unit of Z104. G-Unit, go ahead. What's up, man?
Not much really, dude. I am here in Milwaukee, Wisconsin, with County Fish Radio Network.
Sweet. Now, can you tell us about the weather over there?
Weather?
It's
man.
Sunny. Today.
Well, I was going to say, from what I understand, it's tomorrow, and it's supposed to be snowing like salt on a paper plate.
Okay, whatever that means, man.
I don't think it's going to be totally white tomorrow.
Oh, okay. All right. That's what I heard, man. That's what I heard. Now, whose kid is that? Is that your kid? I can hear a kid. Is that your kid, G-Unit? Did you pop one?
Oh, God, no.
I think that's Don's kid. Let's mute her a little bit so we don't get bothered over here. Now, what I want to talk about here is I want to touch up on this octuplets. Sam, you know, you probably heard of her, the octuplet, the Nadja Solomon. Now, there's a two Brentwood publicists, you know, those publicists are helping her out, you know, to be heard and you know, with her paperwork and everything. But actually, they are dropping. They dropped, you know, they don't want to work with her because apparently they're getting a death threats. You know, after creating a website for the lady, you know, Solomon, Nadja Solomon, on Tuesday, one of them said that she received 55,000 emails, most of them are negative, and some of them are, like, really, like, death threats, an angry mail. Now, I know we touched up on this a couple days ago. I'm going to go with you real quick, Sam Ringer. What do you take on this? What do you think? Do you think people just, like, leave her alone, or, I mean, what?
Well, I think anybody who sends a death threat's a sick individual and should be carefully watched out for. You know, what your beliefs are and what other people's beliefs are, we have no right to threaten them with death.
Exactly.
If you're asking me my personal beliefs, I mean, the woman had six children already.
Right, yeah.
And then to fertilize herself knowing to have eight more children and then not having any way, physical means of supporting them herself, depending on other people to do that, and that's where she has to be. I mean, think of it. How'd you like to come home tomorrow and there's 14 kids waiting for you? You know, and eight of those children.
Mind-boggling.
I think there's eight or nine of them. I know eight for sure, but I think there's a nine and a ten that are still in diapers. So, I mean, your day is just change
that.
Diapers, put new diapers on, wash children, wash clothes, change diapers, feed children. How do you do that and have a job? Well, you know, it's pretty physically impossible. So you have to have an income coming in someplace. And going into it, she had none. So, I mean, her parents were letting her live in the house. So, you know, a responsible person wouldn't have gone through that procedure.
I couldn't agree more, and that's you know, that's what I'm trying to. We're not, you know, I'm not trying to condemn her, you know, just like that's happened.
It's not condemn. That's God will handle that.
Exactly, and that's what people are trying to do. They're trying to condemn her for what, you know, she did wrong and she have done wrong, and the taxpayer is going to pay for that, and they all know that. You know, Californians are, you know, some are outraged because of that, because you know they know they're going to get help from the government, you know, and that's, some of them are going to be taken away from it. They're going to be, you know, they feel like they're being penalized for that. Now, G-Unit, I know that you have like 12 kids running around too, but what do you think? She should do? I mean, besides getting money off of the government and all that, and donations, what else? What do you think the options there?
Well, first of all, I think this woman's a con artist because she's been sitting there going online asking for donations.
Exactly.
You know, people donating money, even though that we're in a recession. I mean, that's just being a con artist, you know. Mm-hmm. And you shouldn't give out death threats to a person, you know, like that. But honestly, you know, action needs to be taken care of if she's sitting there doing that to people. You know what I mean?
So there's maybe a lesson that people don't want to, you know, they want to, you know, it's just like, hey, you know, don't copy here because you're going to get death threats, you know. I mean,
well, yeah. I mean,
we
like,
don't know what it's coming.
But, you know, I mean, you know, I believe the thing of action speaks louder than words sometimes. Mm-hmm. But, you know, don't take it to that much of extreme where you're doing death threats. I mean, honestly, people should just sit there and say, you know, hey, if you keep on doing this, we're going to have to take action and, like, you know, having people take your kids away or something like that, you know, but don't make death threats. I mean, that's just really stupid, in my opinion.
Right. True. Well, no, Don, what's your take on this? Well, what do you think? Where do you think there's people from? I mean, there's people are doing, you know, sending death threats to that Nancy Solomon, to the publicist.
Well, I think that they're in darkness right now. You know, that's why I think they're, you know, because they're thinking like
full
that.
Full hatred, do you think?
Yeah, I mean, like.
Well, yeah, of course. That's what I'm talking about.
I mean, if okay, think about it. They're not even making sense because if they killed her, right? They,
mm-hmm.
Well, I don't know if they're planning killing her or the publicist, but if they killed the mother, the state would still have to take care of the kids. And they would be paying a lot more money because they would have to pay for foster care, and foster care pays like $1,200 probably per kid to each foster parent. So, I mean, that would be like a lot more money than just giving her $490 of food stamps a month. I mean, you know what I'm saying? It just doesn't even make sense. And I have a question. I mean, I have a couple of things to say about, you know, if you were to ask me the question what she should do.
Okay, what
she
should do. Go ahead. What do you think she should do? What is the option?
I think she should visit stopinsuperhighway.com and contact us and look into owning her own unfranchised business. And the other comment I have is that, I mean, like, I'm not saying that she should get, that the state should force her, but I do remember a case where there was a guy who was the father of 9 children, and he wasn't married to the mother of any of them.
Oh, man.
And,
all right, what's wrong with your kid?
Another kid came in the room and he wants out now. But,
okay.
So yeah, I think the state forced him to have a, what is that called, vasectomy?
I'm gonna have to mute you for a second here because it's just, all right. Now let's move on over here. I'm telling you, man. Okay. This is what I'm trying to get to. A lot of people they like to just jump on the gun, what they say. You know, that with this, I know, G, you're saying that she should, what are you trying to say earlier? I forgot.
I was sitting there trying to say that people shouldn't make death threats to her, but they could, like, sit there, instead of doing a death threat, like, sitting there saying, hey, if you keep on, like, trying to be a con artist to us, you know, why don't we just, like, take matters in our own hands and, like, have your kids taken away, you know, something like that.
Something like that in a point where, yeah, exactly. I agree with you on that. Sam, what
how
do you think?
You weren't, how come you weren't understanding me? Was it because of my slang, or what was going on, dude?
No, I understand you. I understand you very well.
And you're perfect. I told you.
Very well. Like, it's just, you know, the statement about having her children taken away, unless she can be proven to be an unfit mother, that's not going to happen.
Exactly. If they want to do that, if the people of California want to do it, they can have to sign the petitions, you know, prove it that this, you know, that the kids' well-being is being, you know, is like in danger or something, you know,
point in time isn't happening. She's got enough donations. She's got a place for them to live.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the hospital bills will be taken care of by welfare, so.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and there are enough donations, I think, coming in right now that, you know, she can survive.
The
only way she's going to do it is right now she's looking for, you know, television shows to pick her up and pay her. And I'm sure she'll look towards somebody to pay her for advertising her children, you know, saying.
Yeah.
My personal feeling is that that's what she went into it for. Hey, look, this I've got a doctor who's willing to fertilize me with 8 children, and as soon as those kids are born, she prays that they're healthy, and when they are, you know, the money's going to start rolling in from advertising and things like that, and so far it hasn't, and I think she has enough negative publicity against her that I think, you know, people like Ivory and, you know, and the baby maker stuff, who would normally be all over her, are staying away from her. So she's not getting the big bucks that she thought she would.
That's pretty sad. Now, from a nutritionist perspective, Sam, I want to ask you this. Do you think, I know there are the kids were preemies, right?
Correct.
Yeah, okay. That's what I want to make sure. What do you think the chance of them, you know, not getting, you know, that, you know, maybe growing up, you know, autistic or
I sincerely hope none of that happens. Right now, I believe they're still in the hospital, so they're getting the best nutritional care that they possibly can. Once they come out of that hospital, you know, it all depends on what that woman can afford now and what she'll do to take care of them. Remember, there's 14 kids in that household. You know, every minute of her day is going to be or should be dedicated to those children.
Exactly.
Well, she's trying to look like Angelina Jolie and making all these TV appearances. We're the kids.
Yeah. Get them weird haircuts and stuff. Now, do you think she should, like, just, you know, like, rent some couple nannies, like maybe 5 nannies to help her out?
Man, she's going to need an army. Damn. That's what she's going to need.
And then where's the rental money come from?
Right.
It's real easy to say, well, I'll go get 2 or 3 nannies, but, you know, nannies would like to be paid a couple $100 a day per nanny. Where's that coming from?
Yeah, from a taxpayer's pocket. That's where they're coming from.
Well, the taxpayers aren't going to pay that much once she's home. She's going to get what a welfare mother would have with 14 children.
Right.
Even in the state of California, it's not going to be enough to cover them. Not with all of the things that they have to, that will have to be covered. They don't even have a house adequate size for them kids to live in.
So I thought they have, like, they live with their parents or something. Like,
well, they live in a house that their parents own, and it's a 2-bedroom place.
Okay.
You know, you raise a family of 14 in 2 bedrooms.
I have 3-bedroom. I have 5 kids, and I can't, you know.
There you go. 3 bedrooms aren't enough.
That's not enough, because, you know, once you get a little, you know, because once you get a little bigger, it's going to be hard enough for you to, like, move around. Now, G-Unit, I know that she mentioned that she's single. I mean, are you available?
I have been actually available since Saturday night, so... but I'm not going to go after her. Absolutely.
Exactly. Let's see. You're 5 and her 14. The two of you get together, you got 19 kids.
Oh, God.
You could get a 4-bedroom
house. That's a show right there.
And I got a baseball team. That's what I got.
19, yeah. 19, you got a golf course.
There you go. Now, Dawn, are you still there?
I'm still here.
I'm sorry, I had to mute you. I have to mute you there because you know, one of your things is kind of going wild there. Yeah, that's a question. We're still talking about the octopus lady, you know, raising 5 children of your own. And do you think, you know, like with her situation right now, with a total of 14 kids? I mean, how many bedrooms? How big of a house do you think she needs? You know, I mean, that's the biggest thing to get. But I'm saying, how many is like? What do you think? 5 bedrooms? Would be enough for 14 kids?
Well, when they get bigger, but they can do with, let's see,
in a basement?
I think they could do with 3 bedrooms
trailer?
For right now.
Really?
You know, I mean, like,
Have them move to Wisconsin, buy our house.
then again, like, well, if they're all in cribs, that would be, if they're all in cribs,
word.
And they share cribs and all that kind of stuff. How old are her first 6 kids?
I think they're under the age of 10.
Okay, so if they're, like, older where they can sleep in the same bed, I think that 3 bedrooms would be enough. That should be more than enough, actually, 3 bedrooms. I mean,
okay,
we have 5 kids, you know, we have 4 of them share a room, and they, at least 3 to 4 of them fit in one bed. So, I mean, like, they have a bunk bed. If she has, like, a room for the older 6 kids in a bunk bed, you know, like... I think that would work, and then the babies all have cribs in another room, and then she has her own room. Otherwise, she could sleep in the room with the baby. So 2 or 3 bedrooms would do for now, till they get, like, older. Then 4 or 5 bedrooms would be enough.
Wow, seems like you got it all planned out. Are you gonna have some more?
Only if the Lord says so.
Maybe you want to go out to California, Dawn, and help her out.
There you go. Maybe she can hire you.
Maybe, you know, if it's the Lord's will, and we'll show her the unfranchised business, and you'll be willing
there
to work
go.
With her.
Let the Lord be willing.
Yep,
there you go.
She can be having her own nannies, too. That would be pretty nice, having babysitter living in there, you know, be able to, so, yeah.
Right.
Yep.
Now,
yep.
Okay, let's switch the topic here, right, from octuplets to the, go ahead, what are you going to say?
I have a couple questions for Sam.
Okay, go ahead.
About rehydration, would aloe vera juice work in rehydration?
Most liquids will work, you know. And by liquids, I don't mean Coca-Cola and you know, the carbonated beverages. I'm sorry, any fruit juice will work in rehydration. But when you expel water quickly, when you dehydrate your body quickly, like exercise does, you want something that's going to rehydrate it even quicker. Aloe vera juice will do it, but there's a lot of other good rehydrating juices on the market that will do it faster than aloe vera juice. But aloe vera juice will do it'll do the job.
Okay. And then the other question is, are all glucosamine, like you were saying, taking care of your joints when you're exercising, are all glucosamine products out there safe, and are they all created equal? Because I remember there was controversy about that some of glucosamine products aren't safe unless they're mixed with another ingredient. Do you know anything
about
that?
Well, you know, Dawn, another good question you bring up, you know, is it safe? Well, yeah, if you're buying from a manufacturer of high quality. And how do you find that out? Well, that's the buyer beware. You better investigate the manufacturer. You better investigate the distributor who's putting it out there.
Okay.
And they all have websites and 800 numbers you can call. As far as the glucosamine sulfate itself, there is so much junk on the market today. And one good way to look at it is, how often do you see it advertised? If it's advertised heavily, it's junk.
Okay.
Right now, the biggest thing is glucosamine sulfate with chondroitin.
Okay.
And everybody's leaping on that wagon saying, that will heal my joints. It will not. It's almost an impossibility because the two molecules, glucosamine sulfate is a perfect, extremely tiny molecule. It's weighed in Dalton weights. It's extremely tiny. The chondroitin molecule is extremely huge. If you put the two molecules next to one another, it would be like a BB and a basketball.
Wow.
Okay? The chondroitin molecule is very easily absorbed to the body. It goes to the joints and does what it's supposed to do, replenish the cartilage.
Okay.
The chondroitin molecule is too large. It is too huge to be absorbed. So when you take two products, it's not like you took a brown sugar and a white sugar and mixed them together and you get brown and white sugar.
Right.
But each grain is separate.
Yeah.
When you mix two molecules, the molecules fuse to one another.
Okay.
So you've taken this molecule of glucosamine sulfate, which is absorbed at 95 to 98% to the body, and attached it to a molecule that is a chondroitin molecule that is about 13% absorbable to the body.
Okay.
So you've taken this perfect one and constricted it to be absorbed because now you've attached it to something too big. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Makes a lot of sense.
So that's, you know, you have to be very, very cautious, you know, of what you're buying. And, you know, price is the second thing. You know, you look at, if it's heavily advertised on a TV by Billy Mays, you know, chances are he's going to get you for two. If it's $2, and I'll send you, and wait, if you wait a minute,
there's more.
We'll send you another bottle. For only $8.95. I can't buy the raw ingredients, the good natural raw ingredients, for the prices they're selling two bottles for on TV. So what do you think you're buying? You're buying fillers, you're buying junk.
Okay.
Yep, exactly. Now, real quick here. Go ahead, Dawn.
One more question. Maybe
go ahead.
Does it really matter if you take, like, I know I have a friend that takes, like, all her vitamins different. She takes, like, a lots and lots of vitamins, A, B, C, you know, all different, you know, like, she doesn't take a multivitamin. She takes them all separate. And is there a difference between taking it together versus separate, or is it the same?
Well, first off, she's wasting her money.
Yeah, I know that.
She's going out buying a vitamin A supplement, a vitamin C, a vitamin D, a vitamin E supplement, a selenium supplement. You know, find a good multiple. It'll have everything that she needs in that multiple, and it's just the cost of it.
Yeah.
Plus having to take everything. You know,
right.
You know, and not many people want to take a, you know, oh, I have to get up in this morning, and my breakfast will be a vitamin A, a vitamin C, a vitamin, you know, all
exactly.
of the things she's taking to fill her up. It's
yep.
just, it's not necessary. A good multiple vitamin will give her all, everything she nutritionally needs, and,
okay.
and probably for a lot less money.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking, and I've been trying to talk her into getting multivitamin, but she's...
Well, don't talk her into it. Just, you know, some people are stubborn. You tell them, I'm here to educate you. Here's what you should be taking. But if you want to continue all of that, let me know how that works out for you, because usually they stop after
yeah.
about 9 months because they don't get results.
Okay.
Yeah.
Right. Exactly.
Once
that answer your question.
Driven product, then they're perfect.
Will that answer your question, Dawn?
Yep. Thanks.
Yeah. Okay. Let me squeeze something over here real quick, because I know we're running out of time here. G Unit, real quick.
Yeah.
Your show. Go ahead.
Okay. So I'm going to be on Tony Fish Radio Network in Milwaukee and on Z104. Anybody that's listening in the Milwaukee area or can get Milwaukee radio channels. It's 97.3, The Brew. It's classic rock, 80s.
Ooh, cool.
Rock, yes. It is a very good station.
I listen.
And, go ahead.
Yeah,
listen to it.
Sam gets those.
Yeah, it's 97.3, The Brew. And also I'm working on Z104, 2 a.m. to 6 a.m., Saturday nights and Sunday mornings, same shit as always.
And Madison, that's right. G-Unit,
right.
G-Unit and also Sam. Market America. Can we talk about that real quick? We got 2 minutes here. Can we squeeze it in?
What do you need to know?
For the listeners, I haven't heard anything about Market America. I already know about Market America.
I have to tell you, when it comes to health and nutrition products, they were the smartest company I've ever became affiliated with in 25-plus years of doing business in health and nutrition. They went and they got a product that is isotonic. Isotonic simply means the same as your blood, your sweat, your tears. It's absorbed to the body at 95% to 98%, and that's why their products are result-driven. The body actually gets the ingredients. They're not loaded with binders and fillers and things that can't be absorbed to the body, so it passes through.
Exactly.
Their products are absorbed, and that's why their products are nutritionally sound
mm-hmm.
and effective.
Okay. Now, Don, real quick, what do you have?
We're also independent distributors of Market America, and we're on
Good
franchise owners, and we are our website is shopinsuperhighway.com, and we're fortunate enough to have Sam Ringer as one of our friends and partners in the business.
Hmm.
And it's good
okay.
to hear from G-Unit, too.
All right. G-Unit, thanks for calling in, by the way, man. I know we are running out of time. Yeah, we had 30 minutes, the first segment for nutrition, and a half hour, you know, just like to talk about things. But, hey, come back, man. You know, I'll have that again sometimes this week. I will let you know when I'm going to be on. Unfortunately, we are running out of time. And I would like to thank Sam Ringer for joining us. Again, you know, if you guys missed this, you can, I mean, it's, you know, you're out of, you know, whatever, but no, it's kidding. But you can download it to your podcast. You can go to blogtalkradio.com/Great Inferno. You just download it to your iTunes or podcast. Simple as that. Okay? Till next time. See you later.
Bye-bye.